Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to God. I got up here because somebody might want to throw something at me. So they'll have fun to throw it. Amen. No, I just have a lot of stuff to spread out. I need the space. Amen. Father, we thank you for our coming together tonight. We thank you that our hearts are in tune with you and ready to hear your word. We thank you, Father God, that it goes forth under the anointing and power. We take no offense, but we gather into our hearts the word of God, and we won't leave like we came. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare it. Amen. Amen. Say, I won't leave like I came. In Jesus' name. I had this wonderful lesson that I was working on, the power of one, and found a scripture about one. You know how the Lord does me. It's no longer the power of one. Amen. Bishop gave the word. I just use that for a title. Stand for your freedom. Stand up for your freedom. Stand up for your freedom. Take your liberty in the Lord and do what God says. I was listening to that song and I started jotting notes down the words to the song. He said, you thought I was worth saving. And he thought you were worth saving. So he saved us. Amen. He said, you thought I was worth it. Is it keeping? Keeping. And so you cleaned me up. And you thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. And that brought us to a realm of freedom that the world cannot express. Experience. It has brought us to a place in God that the world cannot experience. As a matter of fact, what you have, tell your neighbor, say, what you have, the world thinks is foolishness. But it is a powerful, powerful thing. So what we want to do is to come to the knowledge of God, come to the realization of who God is. And he wants me to take you to the point of why he brought you here at CFC, why this ministry is established and the word that goes forth. You know, the scripture says that it won't come back void. It accomplishes whatever he sends it out to do. So I'm believing that this word will grip your heart and you'll be able to share this word with somebody that you come in contact with. In our Sunday school lesson, we are reading about being in his presence and prayer being a spiritual force. And that spiritual force brings us to a oneness with God. Everybody stick up a finger and say one. Say, I'm one with him. And that is that I give up my way and I become what he wants me to become. And that's what happens in marriage. He said the two shall become what? One flesh. And when that happens according to God's word, God's will, God's plan, then there's bliss. Amen. So let's just look at some scriptures and listen to what God is saying about the word of God or through the word of God. And you know, oftentimes I would do 2 Timothy 3 and 16 and 17. So let's just turn there. 2 Timothy 3 and 16 and 17. And you know that this word that goes forth is for me. Say, it's for me. And you know what it's for me, because the scripture tells us what it's for you. And when we put this word in our heart, say in my heart, not just in my head, but in my what? Heart. The scripture says I should do what? Meditate in it what? Day and night. Tell your neighbor, say meditate in the word day and night. That's what he said, to meditate in that word. Put that word of God in your heart. Say what the word says. Do what the word says to do. And when we do that, we will find that we grow up in him and we become strong in the Lord. And Priella spelled it out the other morning. S-T-R-O-N-G. Strong in the Lord and in the what? Power of his might. 16. All scripture. Say all. Now that doesn't mean just the scripture that I like. That doesn't just mean the scripture that says I got blessings overtaking me. All. Say all. Scripture. Is given by the inspiration of God. And in my oneness scriptures, I found so many scriptures says there's one God. There's one Lord. He is one. He is the only what? One. So all of this scripture, all of this book is given by the inspiration for God. Well, why did he have his prophets and his teachers to write it? Why? Why has it stayed and is not vanished away and been lost? Because it is the word of God. And when God speaks, it has an eternal meaning. Amen? Amen. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, the teaching of the word of God, knowing what to do, knowing that there's only one way to heaven. You know, you listen to TV shows and, you know, you have to stop listening to that stuff. But when you didn't know any better and you sat up and gobbled that down all day and got it in your ears all day, and they say there are many ways to God. But you know that there, the scripture says there's what? One, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen? He said there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The only way to God is through what? That one Savior, Jesus Christ. So then he says, it is profitable for doctrine and for what? Reproof. So if I'm getting off on the wrong track, I need to get back on the what? Right track. We went to Jackson over the weekend, Tennessee, and my sister told me, she said, your hotel is right down past ours. And you turn at McDonald's, and I turned at McDonald's, but I kept on going. And I realized I had just passed the entrance into the hotel, so I had to go around and come back and get on the right track. Amen? So this word will get you on the right track. This word is not to condemn, but it is to enlighten, to inform, to strengthen, and to cause me to grow. Said to cause me to grow. To increase my faith, because faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. So the word and faith are really synonymous. They're the same. In the beginning was the what? Word, and the word was what? With God, and the word was God. So they are all wrapped up, tied up, and as a song used to say, and tangled up, and they are one. Say one. So if the word tickles my toes, so to speak, and speaks blessings on me, I receive it. But if the word reproves me, I get offended. We can't do that, amen? Let's just say the word is the word. Say it. The word is the word. It is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. What has Bishop been talking about for a while? What? How we have been made what? The righteousness of God. How we are what? Righteous. Say, I'm righteous. I'm righteous. Because I'm born again, I am what? Righteous. Tell your neighbor, say, you're righteous too. Now, if you think you're more righteous than I am, you're wrong, because I got the same righteousness that you have. Amen. Amen. I meant for you to tell them that, but that's okay.